broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We gather here today at a time of great challenge.
It is an honor and a privilege to stand here.
How's it feel to be back in L.A., girl?
Feels good.
Feels good?
Oh, my God. It's just sensational for one.
He ate my finger.
Yeah. World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows, believe me when I tell you, wish they could. And they can. And they won't ever be able to. So that's why it's either here, baby, or it's nowhere at all. Visit our website. Figure out what it is we're talking about. That's PhilHendryShow.com, PhilHendryShow.com. Well, the homeless gentleman with the golden voice gets a job offer. In fact, he gets more than one job offer. We'll talk about Mr. Ted Williams, the gentleman who was homeless up until just a few days ago and is now, with that beautiful voice of his, being tendered all kinds of offers. John Boehner officially becomes the House Speaker. Plus, will kissing your boss's, you know, a part of your boss's anatomy, will that help you or hurt you with your career? We're going to find out. Coming up tonight, Margaret Gray will be with us in our next hour to discuss the school districts, the what it seems to be a state of war that exists between parents on the one side, school districts and teachers on the other side, as to how kids are being taught. We'll talk with Margaret about that. She also is feeling quite passionate and angry about the situation vis-a-vis her own son. Raj Faneen is going to join us this hour to discuss John Boehner being sworn in. Mr. Faneen is one of the founding members of an organization, Immigrants for Progressive American Jews. It Process. I'm going to try to find the name of this gentleman's organization when we get him back up on the line, but it is an immigrant organization, Immigrants for American Rebirth. I take responsibility for screwing that up. And we will have Mr. Faneen on the line with us here in just a moment. 877-877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight is on WBCN 1660 in Charlotte and KTBL 1050 AM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and our website, PhilHendryShow.com. So it was John Boehner's day today as he was sworn in as the new Speaker of the House in the United States House of Representatives, claiming power beneath the Capitol Dome. Resurgent Republicans gained control of the House on Wednesday as the 112th Congress convened in an era of economic uncertainty. Dozens of Tea Party-backed lawmakers took office in both houses, eager to cut spending and reduce government's reach. Joining us now on our newsmaker line, and we're going to talk at great length not only about that, but other aspects of governance. Raj Faneen from Immigrants for American Rebirth. Mr. Faneen, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Phil, and I appreciate this opportunity. We'd like to be heard. Some 35 or 40 million Americans who are immigrants and living in this country appreciate to be heard.
All right, so John Boehner is the new speaker. You, by virtue of the name of your organization, you are a progressive. Is this is something you can live with, something you can work with?
All right, we don't have a choice. We are going to see what this guy is all about. You know, this John Boehner is unknown. You know, this unknown factor. I believe give a man a chance. You know, I've never not want to give a man a chance. But if you look at this guy, we'll see what this guy is about. I do have concern right away because of the phrase that he used above Saddam Hussein. And I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein, please understand, but I do believe in the separation of the church and the state. And
this is John Boehner said something about Saddam Hussein?
He was in an interview this year where he made the offhanded comment that Saddam Hussein should burn in hell. Burn in hell is a phrase that they may be used in America, but if you use it, that Saddam Hussein should burn in hell, you're using a phrase that reflects a belief in some kind of afterlife, which obviously a spiritual afterlife, which obviously as an elected person in the U.S. House of the Congress, should not speak this way, and we have concern for this. We have concern. And
so when John Boehner was being interviewed, I think it was during the summer, he said, "I think that Saddam Hussein's burning in hell," I think was the phrase.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's a common phrase.
Well, it may be a common phrase, but for people who are atheists, such as myself, it is offensive. And I want my belief to be respected.
Well, now, let me ask you this, because you've just identified yourself as an atheist. I know you're from Egypt, and I know that you have practiced the Islamic faith in the past.
Well, I'm still Islam. I'm still a Muslim, but I'm not a traditional. I'm still a Muslim, but to you, and for the purposes of being in America, I am an atheist, because most Americans don't understand what Islam is. And it becomes a difficult thing for me or for any Muslim to explain Islam. And so I say to you and to Americans who say, well, what is to be Islam? I will say, I can't explain to you, but for my political purpose, I am an atheist, you see.
And for your political purposes, you're an atheist?
Yes, sir, that's what I said.
All right. So that when John Boehner makes the statement, and understand, the speaker was sworn in today as the head of the House of Representatives. This is quite an important role. It is in direct line of succession to the presidency. Should anything happen to the vice president or the president, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Speaker of the House is third in line.
Well, you have to be careful. You have to be careful there, Phil, because the American people, if there is one place where the American people show that they don't know, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, is the line of succession. If you remember this bastard, Alexander Haig, you know, this bastard said...
The word bastard, I know that you don't think is offensive. It comes off a little harsh to the hearing of an American.
I understand, but it's not offensive. Believe me. Believe me when I tell you.
I'd rather that you not use it?
Believe me when I tell you, it doesn't mean what you think it means to me. Let me finish my thought, and then Alexander Haig, and he looked like the stupidest bastard you ever saw, because, and here's what I mean, Phil, when Reagan was shot, this guy comes and says, I'm in charge.
No, everybody knows the story, Mr. Finin, about Alexander Haig nervously claiming the reign of executive responsibility in that situation, and he was wrong. He was the Secretary of State, and it was not his job. I'm saying, though, I think I'm right when I say the Speaker of the House.
Well, I don't think you are right. And as a matter of fact, most immigrants, and this is one of the things we speak of, we know this succession probably better than most Americans, because we have to take this test to be citizens, you know.
Well, let's get back to John Boehner being the Speaker of the House. You've got a couple of things that you are concerned with. The fact that he has violated church and state by referencing an afterlife?
That is correct, yes.
It has nothing to do... You don't have any admiration for Saddam Hussein?
No, sir, I have no admiration for Saddam Hussein. And I think he was No. But when you say that Saddam Hussein is burning in hell, now you've gone too far, because you don't know if, in point of fact, there is this afterlife. That's number one.
And so you don't want the House of Representatives Speaker to say Saddam Hussein's burning in hell because this guy is violating the separation of church and state?
Absolutely.
All right, hold the line there for just a moment, Raj. 877-876-PHIL, our number, 877-876-PHIL. Here, talking to Raj Finin. There's a very interesting point of view, and Mr. Finin is with an organization called Immigrants for American Rebirth. What does that mean, Immigrants for American Rebirth?
Well, I think when you talk of America finally getting, finally pull its head out of its, it's going to take immigrants, because, look, I have to take a test to be a citizen, and when I take this test to be a citizen, I have to know things. And what do I have to know? What is the line of succession? Well, I'll tell you. The third person in line is Boehner, or could be, I don't know. But there should be consequences for Boehner or anyone else who conduct themselves like this. You should either impeach or censure this man, or some form of disciplinary action. And
yeah, but what do you want to discipline him for? Because he said that Saddam Hussein...
He said they'd ban in hell.
You want to censor him for saying burn in hell?
That is correct, yes, sir. And this is a phrase that they love to say, but they never speak about the meaning of it. So that is a violation of this church and this state. So right away, John Boehner is not doing the job that I think a lot of Americans wish he would do, and that is to try to get America, to pull America's head, you know, from its, you know, its rear end, because America is in trouble. And now they put this guy Boehner, and he says, ban in hell, and he says, ban in hell, and all this thing about hell, which is an afterlife, and there's a violation of the church and the state. And I was speaking to my son, Phil, who is only 9 years old. His name is Todd. And Todd, what did you say? And he speaks Arabic. And what did you say? The John Boehner, at the moment America needs clear thinking, they put this guy, this Boehner, he has a butthead, you know.
And let's not be disrespectful to our elected representatives, okay?
Well, but Phil, come on.
No, you're calling Alexander Haig this bastard, and John Boehner is a butthead. This is your 9-year-old kid. You want Boehner to not use phrases like burn in hell because it is a violation of church and state, and to the point where you want this man censored. Isn't this going to take up a lot of valuable time?
To the extent of what?
If we are censoring American representatives for using phrases like burn in hell because there is no afterlife or it offends atheists, are we not taking up valuable time better spent doing something else?
Look, we are trying to stop the intermingling of religion and government. We are sick of it. We are sick of the bastard that, and I don't mean any bastard, but these bastards use a religious phrase. And I'm not saying that John Boehner is a bastard, but is John Boehner a representative government when he used this? And so the censoring of this man is essential so that these conservatives who think they're going to run roughshod over this U.S. Constitution and will take everything back to the days of, Dwight Eisenhower, they know that standing there in blocking their way is the Immigrants for America Rebirth, who will say that these bastards will not say burn in hell, and that we'll keep this separation of the church and state.
All right. Raj Farin joining us on the subject of John Boehner over the summer, using in the interview to say that Saddam Hussein is burning in hell, and that is a reference to an afterlife, a clear reference to a religious belief, and a violation of the separation of church and state. And you heard a few other very sharp things from Mr. Farin, having to do with all kinds of things, not the least of which Americans not knowing their Constitution. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Raj Farin and this discussion here of religious phrasing and the censoring of our representatives or senators who use it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Is that your son?
That's Todd.
What does that mean?
Why does your son not speak English?
My son is not speaking English because we have given him the choice. He's a 9-year-old boy, as a young boy, but we have given him the choice. Do you want to speak English or you want to speak Arabic? You know.
Where was he born?
He was born in America. He was born in America, yeah.
All right, so he's born here, but you're letting him speak Arabic.
I let him speak Arabic because it's my son's choice, you know. He does not want to lose, and this is unusual for an American child, but he does not want to lose his identity, you know, to the cultural foundation, you know, of Arab people and Islam as well. But because this is a technical matter for me to discuss, I'm not sure, America, you know, if you understand what I mean, Mr. Hendry, but the listeners understand, I'm trying to say that this is so technical that I would much rather people just consider me to be an atheist, you know.
So you want me to believe you're an atheist, and that probably goes further in selling this idea that...
I'm not selling anything, you know, this is not...
No, but in selling the idea that John Boehner has violated church and state by saying Saddam Hussein should burn in hell. And this on the day that this man was sworn in as the Speaker of the House. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mark in Louisville, Kentucky. Mark, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Mr. Roshni, I'd like to ask you a question. You say you're an atheist.
Yes, sir.
You're a Muslim, though, obviously, correct? That's why you want your son to only speak Arabic, so you can learn the Quran.
It's not really important. For my purpose in America, I'm an atheist.
No. You're obviously a Muslim. Yeah. What you want to do is institute a Sharia law, and what you're trying to do is use American laws against us Americans in order to further your Sharia agenda.
I don't know what that is, sir. I am saying that John Boehner said, ban in hell.
You know what Sharia law means. You know what it means.
No, I don't.
You want me to believe that your son only speaks Arabic and you don't know what Sharia law means?
You know, I got to tell you, so my son just said something in Arabic about you, and you don't want to know what it is.
Well, why don't you have your son be a little respectful?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you have your son, who has been sitting there calling John Boehner a butthead, be respectful?
Because this man is not respectful. Because he is talking about something, you know, he doesn't know his ass. That's what my son said about you. You don't know your ass.
All right, so what's the point then?
I don't know. Ask this man who called me.
That it, Mark?
No. The point is, like I said, the main thing is...
What are you afraid of? I wanted to know what you have to say. You're all about... Yeah, you're all like quiet and everything. You're afraid to talk.
You Muslims are going to do what you America, what you did to France, and what you're trying to do to England, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Why don't you tell me what we did to France? I don't know what you're talking. What did we do to France? Last time I checked, they're still speaking French.
What did you do to France? I mean, you blocked traffic. With your prayers.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Mark. Mark, hold on. This is Phil. Don't have your son clucking like a chicken. Go ahead, Mark.
I'd like to see his son go to... I hope his son goes to a public school. And I hope his son's talking like that to an American citizen.
Here's the thing, man. I don't like the kid clucking like a chicken.
But doesn't my son have the right to free speech?
Your son is a 9-year-old kid, and I don't want him clucking like a chicken to an adult male. Do you understand?
Oh, excuse me. But he's going to KFC.
Yeah, he goes to KFC. Good. Sorry,
yeah,
Mark.
Well,
go ahead.
Phil, I hope you give this guy a pizza. Give him a piece of your mind. I hope you get on him a little bit.
You don't even get it. He needs you to say it, Phil. He needs you to say it, Phil, because he doesn't say it himself too good, you know. He wants you to say it, Phil, because he can't say it.
Why don't you just show some respect for his elders? Why don't you do that?
I did. And I said you have to respect this man.
So he clucks like a chicken.
Huh?
All right, thanks very much, Mark, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. You know, we're not going to get anywhere with your son in the background doing that.
Look, Phil, I apologize, but you have to understand, this is a situation that has been forced on my son. It has been forced on every immigrant child since the beginning of this country, that you force the immigrant child to stand up for himself. You force the immigrant child to be an adult who must stand for himself when a man says to him, you are a little immigrant boy. So he has to say, you know, Todd, do it. You know?
And I think it sounds asinine and it's disrespectful.
What else is this child going to do? When a man calls up and says, you are, you know, tell me about being Islam. And
there's nothing disrespectful about that.
When Boehner says, burn in hell.
Boehner said, burn in hell. That's not, we'll be back, 877-876-PHIL with Raj Fineen and the organization Immigrants for American Rebirth on John Boehner not respecting the separation of church and state by saying Saddam Hussein should, quote, burn in hell. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Raj Fineen from Immigrants for American Rebirth. We're discussing John Boehner is swearing in as the Speaker of the House. Mr. Fineen, you had, along with others in your organization, and taking exception to his use of the term burn in hell as it was relating to an interview he did about Saddam Hussein.
But the other is a religious...
All right, but before you say that, were you not talking to me a moment ago about, you said you had a point you wanted to make about your son?
Just that my son was clucking like a chicken for the free speech.
Understood that your son has free speech. It extends through you, by the way. That's the ruling in our courts. Clucking like a chicken to an adult is considered rude for a child in our society and in yours as well, I'm sure.
Well, please don't tell me about the Muslim society. Please don't tell me about Muslim society.
Are you telling me that kids can be rude?
It's not your concern.
All right. 877-876-PHIL.
But I wonder, one point that I want to make. You're not letting me make this point of these religious things. You know, Americans are so busy, you know, we're stuffing their obese face with this double stuffed crust pizza. If you saw the double stuffed crust of pizza, these bastards. That when they say, oh my God, or they say, oh, holy crap, or they say these religious phrases, you know, they say, thank God, or they say, burn in hell. No one is there to protect the Constitution except for the immigrant man like me. My son Todd said as well, when they said that Lincoln, now he belongs to the angels, that is a lie. It is a dirty lie. That he said that now he belongs to the angels, you know.
And are you talking about the words that were spoken when Lincoln died?
Yes, sir. It was not now he belongs to the angels. It was now he belongs to the angels.
No, you got that backwards. It was originally now he belongs to the angels, and it got changed. All right.
Oh, no.
Yes. 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here. Mr. Raj Fineen on the line with us. Linda in Vancouver, Washington. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think this gentleman is right in one respect. America is in trouble, and it's because of people like him coming to this country and thinking that they can run roughshod over our values and our culture and bring in their own and be disrespectful. And since he seems to know the Constitution so well, why is it that he doesn't understand that Mr. Boehner enjoys the freedom of speech just like he does, or his disrespectful child?
Well, my child, ma'am, look, if I give the high sign to my son, like I do now, go ahead. That's the high sign I gave to my son.
Well, don't give your son the high sign.
And I'm sorry, it's the fact that he's even born here in this country and he does not speak English. Whether you like it or not, English is our language. And if you want to be an American citizen, then you better teach him to speak English.
I understand that, ma'am. But I'm trying to say, as a person in this country, I'm sorry, in America, you don't bring your culture here
and tell us how we are to speak and how we are to feel, and be totally disrespectful
with that child and yourself.
If that kid clucks like a chicken one more time, I'm hanging up.
Hold on, Todd is very upset that
English.
You are not paying attention.
If you want to be a real citizen of this country, teach that child English. And you need to understand that certain phrases just because they have reference in the Bible or in the Quran or whatever.
Exactly, exactly.
Make them a religious statement.
Well, but if you say that Saddam Hussein must burn in hell, you are offending the atheist because there is no hell.
Well,
you see?
I'm just confused. One moment you're a Muslim and one moment you're an atheist. You can't be both, sir.
I am an atheist.
Well,
but you're a Muslim.
That's no concern of...
I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to say is...
two separate things. And if you don't know you are totally confused. And like I said, you're the problem with Arabic, part of the problem. The main
Arabic
problem with immigrants like
you. Oh, my God. You don't even know what the country's called. It's called America, not Amerabic.
I said
God.
America.
She did. She said America.
I would like to address what the lady said, though.
You need to go and have your ears cleaned out as well.
I clean my ears every night, ma'am, with alcohol. Thank you very much. And the Q-tip. But my point is this. The American, when he says, God bless you, what do you think of that? Especially after, for instance, let me say this.
I
love America.
People when they sneeze, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm putting a blessing on them from God. I'm just making a nice comment to them. So
but you offend me.
Comment. And you can't always your influence on that just because you don't know if you're a Muslim or if you're an atheist. So I'm sorry, you're just basically a ridiculous-sounding person.
No, ma'am. My son said, and I would make this point to you. If someone sneezes and you say, God bless you, you offend the atheist who is in earshot. If you say,
if you can't take a comment like that, then go back to wherever you came from.
Why does it have to be religious?
And if you are insulted, then you have your senses right up top of your skin, and we don't need you here, okay?
But, ma'am, my son said, why not use the much more popular and much more acceptable Gesundheit, which is a very nice and friendly way of saying, I hope, you know, your heart doesn't stop. I don't know why people say that.
Well, I'm sorry, God bless you in German.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
What is it? What do you think Gesundheit is?
It's not God bless you. It's something like bless you.
But what does bless you mean?
You're not asking God to do it. God says the original Gesundheit is foul. It's obscene. You have what then?
You're showing your ignorance in so many ways.
Let me ask you something. Do you think
you're intolerant in a country that you immigrated to? We didn't ask you to come here. You came here. We didn't ask.
Just like you did.
So if you don't
like
anything, go back.
I want to live in America, but I am offended by the numbers of people here with the double crust pizza, Wendy's square hamburger. You've seen these commercials. I don't have to tell you. Every time I turn on,
I don't like using the words that you use, and being very disrespectful for my voted for representative. So, you know,
are you telling me you live in Washington State? You did not vote for John Boehner, but I will say this:
the U.S. before that congressman's name. I live in the U.S., so yes, he is my representative. Just you think
right.
You have all the answers just because you had to take your little test?
No.
Well, you don't.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're wrong.
You don't. And your ignorance and disrespect shows almost out of every single word out of your mouth.
Who's third in line for the president of America? Who's third in line?
You already said.
Don't tell
it. Boehner, he's a majority House representative.
No.
He is our third in line.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I wanted to say who's fourth in line.
Oh, look, I'm not going to go through this dance with you, Raj, all right? Now, your son is asking all kinds of questions about Gesundheit and God bless you.
These are phrases that when an immigrant comes to America from another country, we expect certain things to be in place. And when they are not, we become fearful. And when some yahoo says, now he belongs to the angel, that's a lie. And
well,
it must be pointed out.
Well, you are instilling this fearfulness in him.
Yes, exactly.
Because he's obviously not.
He's not my son. Look at my son. Look what you've done. My son now believes that Edwin Stanton, the former Secretary of War, who was there with Lincoln when he died, is a yahoo.
That's not anybody's fault but your own disrespect for the institutions that we have in this country. I want to thank you very much, Linda, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I think that woman listened very politely, to be honest with you. Daniel in Hagerstown, Pennsylvania, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil. Your guest tonight has spoken of the violation of church and state as if it was a law, the separation of church and state as if it was a law. It's nowhere written in the Constitution there whatsoever.
The violation of the church and the state, yes, sir.
Those words were actually written in a letter by John Adams to, I believe, Alexander Hamilton at one point in time in a personal letter. It never made it into the Constitution.
Well,
so as far as the violation is, as if it was a law or something, that's not
even possible. You're not allowed to do it.
Well, what do you mean you're not allowed to do it?
You're not. I mean, look, let me ask you a question. How come there's no prayer in school if it's not allowed?
It's been twisted.
Yeah.
It's been twisted to the end.
Yeah. You ain't got no answer for this.
It's been twisted to the effect It's been twisted to the effect of what's in the benefits of the politically correct.
877-876 Phil, here is Larry in Charlotte. Go ahead, Larry, on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just want to say that the separation of church and state is that the government does not have the right to force religion on you.
What's that?
That our government does not have the right to force any religion on a citizen of the United States.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's right. And that's why Boehner should not be allowed to say this, go burn in hell Saddam Hussein, you know. Because he's telling me that I have to believe in hell.
I don't understand why an immigrant would want to come to the United States and change the United States to what country they came to.
But you agreed with me. You just agreed with me. You said the U.S. government cannot force their religion. Yeah, see, I don't think you wanted to say that, but you blew it. You blew it. My son said that you blew it. You blew it.
What did he blow? Your point is what, Larry? You said that the separate... Yeah.
Become a citizen, and he knows our chain of command better than Americans. What's the Pledge of Allegiance? One nation under God. What is the problem with that?
No, that was not originally in the Pledge of Allegiance. That was put in the early 1950s. Originally, there was no mention of God. Smoke, you know. Originally, it was a Pledge of Allegiance.
Do you know the Pledge of Allegiance?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, sir. Do you know the Pledge of Allegiance?
I do.
Please, if you wouldn't mind.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
Oh, what are you doing? Looking it up online?
No. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
Don't have your son helping you, sir. I'm asking you. You know, you're telling everybody here about America. What's the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's not it.
Nation under God.
Oh, and by the way, you just said the hell. That's not it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there wasn't any hell.
You know something? There is a hell. It's where you're going, Mr. Andy, for what you've done to me and my son. And
I didn't do anything to you and your son. I asked you to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and you go, I pledge allegiance to America, one nation, and that's it.
Well, that's bullcrap.
Okay, thanks so much, Larry. Thank you for helping me make a point here. We'll be back with more of your phone calls for Mr. Raj Fanin, who is with Immigrants for American Rebirth, and so far... He doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance. He thinks that saying burn in hell is, violates separation of church and state. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Next hour, Margaret Gray will be joining us to talk about schools, teachers, and the job they're doing with kids and this anger that seems to be surfacing in the country. We have a very, very disturbing story out of Texas. Someone threatening to kill kids unless the teachers change their liberal ways, if you're ready for that. 877-876-PHIL. Mr. Raj Fadin joining us here as we talk about the separation of church and state, specifically John Boehner and a comment he made about burning hell. And we've been all over the floor here, Mr. Fadin.
Well, Phil, I think what you said, in that moment you said America, they want to go kill the children. America is in a bad way. And I think the American people who could help their country, what do they do? You know, they're going to Jack in the Box, you know. They have to go eat and watch Biggest Loser. If you saw the show Biggest Loser, these are fat, this is a disgusting thing to see. And yet the American people, they love to see this and eat with their double crust, you know. And so while the American people are looking at this stupid, fat pig, this pig, then immigrants must step into the breach and help bring America back to with what it's supposed to think, you know. And so you have John Boehner say, God bless you, you know, oh, holy crap, oh, holy. All of this is a separation of church and state, you see. But the American people are not going to be learned from this unless they can stop with the fast food and the eating these grease, the grease that they eat, and the fat man that they watch on their television.
So, okay, the American culture is bankrupt.
No, I didn't say that, you know.
Well, you pretty much are putting down what we eat, what we like to watch on television, the whole reason the country's going to hell in a handcart. And on top of everything else, the savior for this is the immigrant who tells us that holy crap and burn in hell violates the separation of church and state. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Leslie, or I should say Wesley, in Mobile, Alabama. Wesley, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. What you may be misunderstanding under separation of church and state is not that the government can make laws. No, be quiet.
That's my son. Don't tell my son.
It is not that the government can make laws concerning religion. What separation of church and state is, if you will read the Bill of Rights, separation of church and state says that the government cannot make any law for or against religion. Uh-huh. It comes down to personal choice. So in personal choice, a person is allowed to believe and say whatever he wants regarding religion. It is not your right. It is not your right to contradict it in any way. There are thousands of religions in this world. I do not condemn yours. You do not condemn mine. You be tolerant and be quiet. Religion is not a subject that you need.
Yes, my son just said that John Boehner went against what you are saying because he made a ruling.
I don't care what he said about religion.
He said
the government cannot make a law against or for. It does
he
not.
Did, though.
The government is
he
not
did.
At the rights to say you cannot make a law. The pledge of allegiance.
How did he make a law?
Because he said,
"Burn in hell." Prayer is said at school. It is the student's right to do so. The government cannot tell them they cannot. If you do not want to partake of the prayer, do not. It is your choice not to partake of it. However, it comes down to personal choice. The government cannot tell you cannot.
You're right and you're wrong. Here's where you got it wrong.
No, sir,
first
I am not wrong.
You are
I
not
am quoting you the exact text of the law. The government
nobody
may not
tells me
pass a law
that there's a hell.
Or
and if John Boehner was to do that, you see,
he cannot.
I didn't hear.
Cannot
I didn't,
in any
you know,
way.
If John Boehner was to say, "Go rot in hell," what do you think? Is that okay or is that not?
So?
Is that not okay?
So. Do you have
been,
so do you
he
have,
is he the Speaker of the House? Yes. Is he
let
just
me ask you a question
about go rot to
let
hell?
Me ask
yes.
you a question.
Is that a
let
violation
me,
of the law?
Let me ask
yes.
you a question.
Wait a minute. How's that a violation of the law?
You can't. Oh, my God.
You know what, Donald?
I agree. My son
I'm
just said you guys.
I'm telling you, there is no legality of the law here. All right.
I think what we're saying, if I could just interrupt. You're saying that you can't even say Gesundheit.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said it would be better if you said Gesundheit than God bless, because
let me ask you a question.
That offends me, you know, when you tell
me. I don't care whether it offends you. All right? Because it is just right to believe in God. All right? But let me ask you a question. In your religion, and I don't know what this is there a concept of God? Yes or no?
Is
there a concept of God?
Where?
In your religion, is there a concept of God?
Well, no, but I mean, what do you mean?
Doesn't make a difference whether you proclaim it to others. To you, is there a concept of God?
Is there a concept to you of God? Okay, I understand that, but in what sense do you mean?
What are you talking about? The guy's asking you, do you believe?
Yes, I understand.
It's a simple
question, sir. Okay.
Very simple question. Do you believe in God?
What do you mean by that? Do I believe in God?
You're asking me.
Do you understand that when you say God, you're addressing something that's very vast? So, in what sense?
Do you believe it is? Do you believe
okay,
it is?
In what sense?
Doesn't make a difference. Do you believe in it?
Well, it does make a difference to me.
It doesn't make a difference. Do you believe in it?
To me, it makes a difference.
Do you believe in God? Yes or no?
In what sense?
What do you mean, in what sense?
Because in the sense, is he speaking?
There is no sense to God. God is everything. God is all.
Now you just heard it.
Do you believe in God?
Phil Hendry.
What? In what sense?